Beit Yerushalmi corresponding to Beit Zabavli Daf Lamentes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis Medalas at the first Mishnah, Agacheles. Agacheles kevagli abaylim v'ashal heves b'chol makim. A coal follows the feet of the owner and a flame may be transferred anywhere. Agacheles shall hegdish ein moelim ba v'ashal heves lo'inenev lo'imoelim. One transgresses the prohibition of Me'ila if he gains benefit from a coal of Hekdush, which was consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash. One may not benefit from a flame of Hekdush, but one would not transgress the prohibition of Me'ila if he did. And the Gemara says, Chamisha Dvarim Ne'emu B'Gacheles, V'Chamisha B'Shalhebes. The Gemara says that the Chazal said five things about a coal and five about a flame. Gacheles Shal Hekdush, Moilim Boi V'Shehebes, Lo'nev Le'imalin. The first is, as we said before, that one transgresses Me'ila if he gains benefits from a coal of Hekdush. One may not benefit from a flame of Hekdush, but one would not transgress the prohibition of Me'ila if he did. Gacheles shel Akum Asur v'ashel Heves Muteres. The coal of an idol is prohibited, but its flame is permitted. Amud Hanaya Mechaveiroi Asa Begachaltai Umutav shel Havasai. If a person vows against benefit to his friend, his coal is prohibited, but his flame is permitted. If a person takes out a coal into a public domain on Shabbos, he's liable, but he's exempt for taking out a flame. After Shabbos, one may make a blessing over a flame, but not over a coal. Rav Ashi, quoting Rav, said, if the coals are glowing, one may recite a blessing over them. Rabbi Yochanan the Kitzion, b'shem Rav Nochum, bei Rav Simoi, Rav Avad, b'nik Tefes. Rabbi Yochanan of Kitzion, quoting Rav Nochum, bei Rav Simoi, said that as long as there is a small, albeit erratic flame, on top of the coals, then he can make a blessing. The next Mishnah says, Bor shal yochid karag le'yochid, the tuchum of the water from a private pit follows the feet of that owner. Mishnah anshe'ir, karag le'anshe'ir isa'ir, the tuchum of the water from a city's pit follows the people of that city. The trum of the water in a pit dug for those travelling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael follows the feet of the one who takes the water out. The Gemara says, Be'er sheben beis tchumim. If there's a well between two trums with part of the well entering each trum, Rav Yochanan Amar Oisin la mechitza shel Bavel. Rav Yochanan says that they may make a metal partition to section off their part of the well and prevent water from the other part mixing with it. Rav Yosef ben Hanina Amar, Afilu Mechitza Shel Konim, Ovad Shel Ayu Hamayim Nimshochem Lekan Lekan. Rav Yosef ben Hanina says it could even be a partition of canes, even though the water will mix underneath it, as long as the water on top does not mix. Amar Yudan Hechmiu B'Divrehem Yosef B'Divrei Torah. Rav Yudan says that the Chazal were stringent with rabbinic laws more than with Torah laws, otherwise the water that came from outside of the Tchum would be nullified since the majority of permitted water. Amar B'Hanina V'Loi Min B'Minayhu. Rechanina rejects that and says, no, surely the water is mixing with something of its own type, so even on a Torah level, it's not nullified. Rather, the Chazal treated rabbinic laws as stringently as Torah laws. Now, the end of the Mishnah taught that the trum of the water in a pit dug for those travelling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael follows the feet of the one who takes the water out. And this teaches if one finds a utensil on the road, it follows the feet of the one who found it, as earless items do not acquire a particular place at the onset of Yom Tov.